Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Ghost masks on the show today, plus shower time and a COVID swinger party. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
We have a comedian, John Bizarre, waiting in the wings right now. And also joining us, we have the musical group known as Hacy Dixie. A couple of the gentlemen in the Hacy Dixie outfit are actually, they're all very distinguished musicians. But the great song associated with the film Deliverance. Uh-huh. Was actually
Dueling Banjos
was created by the father. I don't believe it's ever been played with a manualist. And this is a surprise.
That's my sound.
Could you do a little bit of what do you have? What do you do? A little Bach, Beethoven. What do you have in your repertoire? You of course recognize that. Eine kleine Musik, something like that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now I was thinking we could try dueling banjos. Do you want to give it a try?
Sure,
I know you've never rehearsed it,
and I'm a little out of shape, but why not?
All right.
Okay. Who starts?
The banjo.
Okay. Okay.
We got to get us a jar in here.
Bravo.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I'm not sure if that was a smart idea or not.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
And I think we just concluded our sports cast.
Have you ever had ghost masking? I feel like I have my mask on right now. I know I don't, but it feels... You ever...
No, that's
what you're talking about.
You know,
I can't believe you're saying that. I absolutely...
Freaking me out.
Really?
Yes. I was walking into this place yesterday, and I thought, God, I hate this mask. Then I realized it was back in my car.
Oh.
It's the same thing, like you're about to get in the shower. You think your phone's ringing because you feel it in your pocket,
but
you're naked.
Yeah.
Do you ever get that, Christy?
Ghost vibration.
Tell me more about getting in the shower, will you, Christy?
I got in the shower.
I want to hear something about Tom getting in the shower naked. Tell us something about that.
Boy, every man listening to the show is so angry at you right now. We were about to hear Christy talk.
It's unbelievable.
I'm sorry. Yeah, just so we can hear about the weird shoes that he wears in the shower for safety.
Is that true?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Hold it. This is brand new.
Tom squirming. That means it's true.
On the record, I was completely joking. I just figured he probably had some sort of like Velcro pair.
When I'm at the gym, which I can't go to right now, I have my water shoes.
Oh, okay. All
in right. That place, that spirochetes on the walls and the floor. Yeah, in that place, I can only imagine what goes on in those showers.
Yeah, it's a bathhouse. Yeah, we know. Yeah.
But at home, you don't wear shower shoes, right?
No, of course not.
Are you totally naked in the shower? Do you wear swim trunks? Yes or no?
I, of course, am totally naked.
All right.
And of course, I have a fresh washcloth every time.
I swear.
I don't have that washcloth hanging in the hook from my previous shower that now has, or someone else's.
Couple hairs and maybe
God knows what.
I thought of you this morning in the shower. I honestly did. I threw my head back and I went, and I thought, man, I bet Tom does that every morning.
I got to be very careful. I always feel like I'm being waterboarded.
I have one of those showers
that comes from the top.
Yeah.
Instead of from the wall.
Right.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Those are nice. Rainfalls.
Yeah, very rain shower. Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I can't stand it because I like the kind where you can get back here so it's hitting you from the neck down.
Well,
you're not being waterboarded.
It's your house. Why didn't you put that in?
Yeah, because if only you could talk to the guy who designed it.
If only you had something to do with that.
Yeah. I use a disposable washcloth, a new one every time.
Well,
throw it away.
I've never even heard of that. That's
I change my washcloth every 6 months, whether it needs it or not. Take it or leave.
I don't usually. I have a glove thing that goes over my hand, and it's very rough. And I
what's
I have
her
a
name?
Poof.
I call her Melissa.
No glove, no love, Willie.
If that glove could talk, would she say,
"For God's sake, Crosby, enough's enough"?
Hell of an act you got there, General.
You have a process in the shower, like hair, and then condition, and then you brush your teeth. That's what I do.
Brush your teeth in the shower? No.
Shave in the shower.
Because it's messy. I've got the oral.
You can't shave, for 3 or 4 minutes because it's got to steam up that glass. Then you can use it as a mirror.
I wash my face first, then
wash
hair.
Wash the body, and then up the old ass.
Ass.
Do a little house cleaning back there, and then.
Oh, I have the wall-mounted.
Oh, yeah?
That thing that comes with, you know. You can...
Wait a minute. You have, like, this house on MTV Cribs. You have, like, a dispenser with shampoo?
No. I just have a thing in the wall, that the sprayer thing, like you have in the dishwasher.
Oh, so you have a top the rain shower thing, and then you have another handheld kind
of
thing?
I dislike those very much.
Wow.
Oh, they're great. The trick to those is, though, when you flip from the rain shower to the handheld thing, you got to count to about 5, because the water comes out ice cold.
Ooh.
Oh, I see.
Tell you. Yeah, that's quite a shocker. Now, do you have that Luftwaffe thing in your
shower? I have a poof.
A poof?
A poof. A shower poof? A little puffy thing?
It's called a loofah.
A loofah.
A Luftwaffe is the German Air Force.
The German Air Force.
A poof. Well, if you're in England, you tell someone you've got a poof in the shower.
Oh,
yeah.
You're about to have a session of some...
You'll be very popular.
Rogering, I think.
A little bit of road mung. A little bit of rough trade from the bus station.
How'd we get here?
Well, speaking of England...
Yes.
I don't know what it is about these all these celebrities that have their booze.
Yes.
And who's the guy what is his name? He sold aviation gin for $800 million or something.
Did he sell
Ryan Reynolds
sold that?
I mean, some crazy amount of money. Sammy Hagar.
I know George Clooney made a ton with Randy Gerber on that tequila they had.
And then who else did? Oh, Sammy Hagar of course had his tequila. But the Queen of England
has a gin.
Has stepped up with her own gin, and apparently the berries and the gin or whatever are grown in her garden, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I mean her actual garden, Josh, not metaphorically like my secret garden.
No, I understand.
What are you trying to say over there?
No idea.
You maniac.
Well, Pat has a little tribute to the Queen and her gin. And
this story has inspired me.
Yes?
Yes.
All right.
To compose something called The Queen. The Queen is very much in charge, and you must kiss the ring. Prince Charles tends to his garden, wondering if he'll ever get to be the king. Prince Philip's not allowed to drive. Harry and Meghan are carefree. And from now on, at the very least, Andrew has to check ID. Her Majesty makes her own gin, but her smile remains a frown. She never turns on Netflix to avoid watching The Crown. The Queen is on the money, and her kingdom she controls. Prince Charles plays polo, while Camilla Parker bowls.
Oh.
The end. Thank you.
Fiend.
Love it.
Thank you, Chick.
She's on the money.
Yeah, of course. She's the Queen.
That has to be weird.
Oh, it could be cool. You know,
imagine being on the money.
How much does it cost? Two of me.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was? I forget who it was.
How often do they change your picture?
Do you have change for me?
She ever gets carded, she just shows them the money.
Yeah.
When I was in Canada three years ago, it's pretty. It's like she's in her 40s.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. On the money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Who was used to say Jackie Kennedy could walk around and take a Kennedy half dollar and see this guy?
I used to do him.
Very awkward. Very, very awkward. Probably very awkward giving her change. Christy Lee, once again, at the...
It's awkward talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird, you feel that?
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was like she was here.
I don't know why you would mention something like
that. She was only 64 when she died. Really? I thought she was like 80. Yeah, we were just talking about this yesterday. I can't believe you bring it up.
She had the lungs of a 90-year-old.
Yeah, that's what I said. She was a heavy smoker.
I'm trying to figure out how much money these stars got when they sold their liquor businesses. But I think Ryan Reynolds, I thought I already got $800 million or something.
I think Clooney got north of $1 billion, I thought.
Wow.
Man,
really?
Yeah. Well, in that case, can we get a hold of them? I want to get my $12 back for that movie Hail Caesar.
That was bad.
See, this is why.
That was a bad one.
He's not going to come on the show. This is your problem.
We had his dad on the show.
I know. He's a great guy.
Yeah, yeah.
His mom, Rosemary, you talked to her, right?
That's his aunt.
That's his aunt.
Well, I honestly didn't think there was any relation at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. He was her chauffeur. He famously went out to L.A. and Kentucky and worked with her. He's one of those guys that has been, almost everything he's been in has been pretty good.
Except...
Hail Caesar.
He was on another ER.
The first time I saw him was Return of the Killer Tomatoes. He's in that. We rented the heck out of that.
Many
movie
of the things he was in were very good.
Yeah, of course.
Is that pretty good?
I remember loving Return of the Killer Tomatoes when I was a kid.
Great in Roseanne?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in any event, yet another giant liquor thing, which comes to mind because we have an interesting story. Christy, did you see this? The trifecta of self-medication in the news?
Yeah. One-stop shopping. A place is going to be a liquor store, sex toy shop, and pot dispensary all in one.
About time.
Boston Zoning Board of Appeal has approved plans for a medical marijuana dispensary in a building with a liquor store and sex toy shop. The application now will go to the State Cannabis Control Commission for consideration. But if all said and done, it would definitely be a trifecta.
The Disney World for hedonists. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds good.
The last time I saw a trifecta like that, it was a strip mall that had a plasma center, a dollar store, a methadone clinic,
and a check cashing place.
Yes. Great place to get a flat tire. I'm surprised that's legal. I don't know why, but I would think having a liquor store and a pot store, I would think they'd.
Why?
They're both legal.
Yeah, I know,
that state,
but it just
legal.
Strikes me as being one of those things that they'd have some ridiculous law.
Just take the medical off of it. Like, who are you kidding?
I'm anxious.
Well, it's just like the casinos can't have billboards or something.
That's very state to state. There were some times the casinos had to be in water, so they would dig a trench around them and put a fake moat. Sometimes the boats had to go out in some states, but if they crossed the line in the water, they'd get confiscated by the other state.
Prostitutes can't function on the water. What are we doing?
A hospital in Texas performed a 10-person swap this past October. Here's how it worked. Five people donated their kidneys to five patients in multi-day surgical process at Houston Methodist. Dr. Ozma Gaber, director of surgery at Houston Methodist, said,
"Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Gaber."
Gabber, Gaber. It's very complex logistical task, but the happiness the patients display, the fact that they can get their transplants, really have new hope for resuming their life, is very gratifying. So they did it all.
Obviously a great man, but man, can you imagine?
But they didn't do it on the same day.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I thought it was consecutive days.
Yeah, it was. That's what it said, consecutive
days. Oh, I thought it was the same. And I was going to say, wow, you talk about Giving Tuesday. This guy.
Yeah.
Well, still.
It did say multi-day, but yeah, still.
Okay, well.
Maybe it was one a day for 5 days.
Well, that's like, that's
called being a surgeon.
Yeah, that's called the hospital's open.
No, these people are donating their kidneys, you jackasses.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of people donate kidneys every day. Yeah.
Right, so they
don't.
This is just in Houston. Is that the reason it happened in Houston? Is that the reason?
Houston. No.
I'm surprised J.J. Watt wasn't one of the guys. He's one of the most generous people on the planet.
The headline just says happy story. It's a super positive thing.
Well, yeah.
It's like I'll put it in terms you can understand, Chick. It's like a kidney key party where you
they're all sitting there in the bowl.
Yeah, you walk in, you throw your car keys in the hat, and you go home with whoever's keys you grab. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, you don't want to do that right now. You want to be very careful because at least 41 people tested positive for COVID-19 after attending a swingers party / convention in New Orleans.
Oh, positive, huh?
Gee, you think? Although in these days, maybe COVID's better than something else they could have grabbed while they were there. What's the syphilis count?
That's treatable.
Yeah, they have a lot of vaccine for that.
According to event organizer Bob Hannaford.
Hi, Bob. Welcome to the swingers party. How are you?
Oh, it has a title, Chick. The annual Naughty in New Orleans have coronavirus.
Wait a second. And it's spelled N-A-W-L-I-N-S.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Naughty in New Orleans. They did have coronavirus restrictions in place this year.
You socially distanced orgy? What do you do? Get 6 feet away, see if you can catch this?
Attendance was limited. Could you let me finish?
Wow, someone's irritated.
Attendance was limited to 250 people, down from 2,000 who attended last year. Hannaford says that at least one person has developed serious symptoms and wrote in a recent blog post, quote, "If I could go back in time, I would not do this event again."
Is that right?
Yeah.
You weren't aware of what was happening before you.
What others? How do they socially distance at an orgy? I ask again.
I don't know. It's a swingers convention. Maybe you just
a big sign when you walk in the lobby, doggy style only. Wear your mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be. Didn't work though.
Human centipedes.
Bad Josh.
Breathing each other's faces.
What's that, Josh? What's a human centipede? I don't know what that is.
Well, you see, it's a medical procedure. In fact, I think they did 5 of them in consecutive days in Houston recently.
Yeah, wow, amazing. Yeah.
I'm learning so
much.
Just
like
today.
A surgery center was open or something.
I love it when we're educational.
What are these swinger COVID people going to tell their grandchildren in 30 years?
I don't think they're going to care.
Grandpa, what were you doing during the COVID-19 pandemic?
You're our neighbor.
Funny you should ask. I was banging someone that wasn't your grandma. And well, she was banging someone.
Who was she banging?
They call him Jack the Dripper. Turns out he had the nail.
When we come back, we'll catch up with...
I have never heard anyone but you call it the nail.
I love that term.
It's a slang term used in the movie Last Tango in Paris.
that explains it.
Last Tango in Paris, Chick. How did you miss that one?
Yeah.
Which came out in 1960.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a classic on any level.
Started, Maria, what's her name? Maria Bush?
Schneider, I believe.
I can't believe it's not Lube. I think
it looks like she swallowed Harpo Marx.
Maria Landolay.
It's a time.
Josh Brando was there, right?
A lot of hair.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, I was there. I performed the last Tango.
No,
it's getting worse, isn't it?
Seriously.
You need to brush up on that one.
The more you try to jam it in, the worse it gets.
That was Marlon Brando doing Dudley Do Right.
What
is that was?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.